Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Those are stars.
Yep.
They're hard to look at.
Yeah.
But I can't stop.
You get used to it. You okay?
I live in a traveling lighthouse.
What?
My house. We travel, just somewhere one day and elsewhere the next. Well, not the next anymore. A few days at a time now. Anyway, that's why I'm in town.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Remember when your aunt would visit and she would say, what was it?
Such things happen.
Why do you have them?
Why does your lighthouse move?
Don't know. Such things happen.
Oh, I've been trying to figure out how to put them back, but it's just, I don't know. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. Too many all-nighters, I guess.
Now you have help, though.
I can't ask you to do that.
Well, you didn't ask. I offered. Plus, I get to spend more time with you.
Oh. You make a compelling argument.
I know.
You're gonna need to borrow my jacket. Desert gets pretty cold at night.
Can we hold on a second?
You okay?
Yeah, I just... my leg gets tired. Doing my exercises helps, but, yeah. Whew. Okay. I'm good to keep going now. Just needed a second.
Right, you said you got hurt.
Yep. Fell off the lighthouse.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm alive, so it all worked out.
Oh, shit. Come here. Hide. Quick.
Why are we ducking?
There's someone over there.
Who would be out here?
You mean besides us?
Is that your coworker?
Johanna. Yeah.
She has a star. Hey!
Barry, no!
Why are you taking that?
What the? Who are you?
Hand it over.
No.
It's not yours.
What the hell are you doing out here? Have you been snatching these things out of the sky?
What? No, I just got here.
Then what are you doing up here?
I should be asking you that.
I am trying to put this back.
What?
Johanna?
Ruth. That's more like it. Is this your co-conspirator?
Co-conspirator? Wait, you think she's the one stealing stars?
Oh, Ruth, you haven't told her. You know, stranger, I've spent a hell of a long time trying to clean up your friend's mess.
You're the one we caught red-handed.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is just... perfect. Do you realize what I had to do to get back just this one star? The research, the favors, making sure I didn't get caught by the person who arrogantly thinks they own the damn thing. And now I'm trying to do the right thing by putting it back, and you have the fucking gall to accuse me of taking it in the first place. Wonder why she has so many stars?
Johanna, please.
Because she's the one who's been taking them.
Shut up.
Perry?
No. I won't listen to her say all these horrible things about you.
But she did do those horrible things, dearest.
No, not now.
What are you doing here?
Shedding some light on your little predicament.
You're not going to convince me of your lies. Not this time.
Anyone want to tell me who this is?
Ah, Johanna, right? There's a one-track mind I've yet to dig into.
You said you were going to shed some light?
Oh, I'm sorry, Perry. I forgot how you don't like sharing attention.
Stop stalling and get it over with. It's not like I'll believe you the more you talk.
You may not believe me, but I know you believe in her. Ruth, why don't you tell your starshine the truth?
It's true. I'm the one who took them.
Oh, come now, Ruth. It isn't nearly as fun when you confess immediately.
Ruth, you know her?
We go way back, tiptoeing to the years of education, when Ruth found herself drowning and I offered my help.
Stop talking to her. Please.
Why ever not? I do enjoy the company you keep, Ruth. Perry and I have had our own adventures together.
I don't care. Just don't bring her into this.
You already did. It's truly quite the precious picture of your beloved, helping put back what you stole.
Is it true, Ruth?
I stopped a long time ago. I've been trying. I've really been trying to fix it.
Why?
Poor little Perry. Finally discovering the truth. You see, sweet Ruth went off to college and found herself adrift in a sea of solitude. Little did she know her lighthouse keeper would turn off the light so she could never find her way back.
I never blamed her.
She drew into herself and ignored the monumental waves around her, only finding comfort in the stars above. A way to provide direction for herself when home felt so far away. But the sky grew cloudy, and water more rough, so I asked her if she wanted to hold a star for herself, to guide and comfort her in the darkness.
She doesn't need to know this.
But your dearest Ruth grew selfish, and I, ever the generous one, told her she could not hold the stars for herself alone, for there were so many souls who were worthy as well.
I'm putting them back where they belong.
But have you? Night after night, you try to put them back, and night after night, you fail.
You never showed me how. The stars, they were always easier to take than put back.
My dear astronomer, look at yourself. The fault is in you, not your stars.
No. No. You're twisting things. You're twisting her like you did me, and I'm sick of it.
Just like you were sick of your friend? What was it you called him? Another stray?
That's none of your business.
Oh, but it is. Just like your beloved. You don't like it when people discover your truth.
What truth? That I have bad days? That I've really messed up a lot? I know all that, and I just stop it! I can feel you twisting again.
Old habits die hard, dearest. You know as well as I do.
I'll make a deal.
Perry, don't.
What kind of deal?
You show us how to put the stars back and leave her alone,
I'll owe you a favor.
Perry? No.
She's right. You have no power over our relationship.
Tell her to leave you alone then. Make it a part of my deal.
I can't do that.
Please? Just trust me. I know what it's like with her in your head, and I can't let her do that to you anymore.
You make me sound so sinister, Hesperia. I was merely there for her when no one else was.
Ruth, I know you're trying so hard to fix things, but it's okay to have a little help. I wasn't able to be there for you when you needed me, so let me be here for you now. It's okay to have someone take care of you. You can trust me.
Okay.
Okay. You heard her. I'll owe you a favor.
What kind of favor?
You decide.
Whenever I want?
Yes.
Fine. Deal.
Show us.
It's simplicity itself. You take out the star, and you put it back. Now I'll leave to commence the rest of my side of the bargain. I'll see you soon, Perry.
What the hell is she?
Terrifying, to say the least. You okay?
Trying to be. There are more stars out there, you know.
I know.
You gonna help me find them?
You asking to peek into my little black book?
Would make things a lot easier.
Deal.
Hey. What about the ones we have right now?
We put them back.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for letting me borrow pajamas.
Thanks for helping me put the stars back.
Anytime. You should have told me.
Told you what?
About what was happening when you're off at school.
I didn't know how.
You could have tried. I just... I guess a part of me still feels hurt about what happened. And I know you were going through things, so I don't want to blame you, but I can't really ignore my feelings either.
I know. When I got to college, it was hard. And I was used to working hard, but it was different without anybody from home, you know? It took me so long to make friends and find people I could ask for help. I just drew into myself. And when I came home, it seemed like you were doing that as well, and I didn't know how to reach out anymore.
I guess I didn't know either.
I'm sorry. I really am. I'm trying to fix it. All of it.
proud of you, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah. Not that you need it or anything, but I'm really happy that you're doing better.
Thanks. I'm proud of you, too.
For what?
For going through everything you have and still choosing to be brave.
Come with me.
What?
The lighthouse is probably leaving today, so come with me.
And here I was thinking I was going to be the one to ask you to run away with me.
So?
Perry. Perry, I...
Never mind, I asked. It was silly.
It's not silly. I want to. I can't right now.
Helping Johanna with the stars. Right.
And my research and a whole host of other things. There's a lot in my life I need to figure out before I go running off.
Right.
You could stay.
I can't.
I know. It was nice to pretend for a second.
I don't want to say goodbye, though. I'm not ready.
Hey there, Starshine. It's not goodbye. It's just until I see you again. I got a feeling even the entire universe couldn't keep us apart unless we wanted it to.
I wanna try being together. You know, go on dates and talk on the phone and, I mean, maybe we could try long distance or...
How about this? We write. Call each other whenever we can. Once you find Ace and I sort out these stars, we can give us a shot.
Ruth?
Yeah?
I really hope you find all your stars.
And I really hope you find Ace. Let's get you home, Starshine.
Whoa!
Yep.
It's one thing for you to tell me, but it is another to see it in person.
Wanna come in for a minute?
Sure. It's a lot different than I remember.
Well, we had to do some renovations is the nice word for it.
What's with the dog food?
Oh. That was temporary. Gave her to that animal shelter.
Perry? Thank you. For what you did.
Thank you.
For what?
I wasn't exactly in a great place after my friend was gone. And seeing you again, it was both a lot harder and a lot easier than I thought it'd be, and I'm... I don't know how to do words right now.
And no more words. How about you show me your room? I'd love to see how different it is now.
I'd say yes, but I can see the fog outside.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Here.
A candle?
I named him Mo, short for Guillermo. Got me through some rough patches and, well, I want you to have something to remember me by. Light it. When you miss me.
So every day.
Okay, light it when you feel like you really need me.
and know that I probably feel the same.
I'd kiss you on the mouth, but I think you might have a heart attack.
I think I'm having one right now.
This is really hard. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I'll see you, Starshine.
Wait! Find your stars as fast as you can, promise?
I promise.
And I promise, too. I really do have to go now.
Bye, Barry.
Until I see you again.
Hi, Perry.
It's you.
You need to talk to me.
But you're not really you.
No. But that doesn't really matter right now, does it?
I guess not. I miss you.
I know.
Do you think you miss me?
Yeah, I do. You know I do.
Then why didn't you come back?
Because life is complicated. People stay gone for all sorts of reasons.
Do you think you'll be gone forever?
No. I think we'll see each other again.
I'm sorry.
About what?
I'm sorry that things turned out the way they did. No, that isn't right. I'm sorry for what I did. The stuff that I knew wasn't good, even when I pretended I didn't.
Like I said, life is
complicated. I know, but there are parts that are my fault, and I'm sorry for those. Not for everything, but just what I had control over. And even maybe a little bit for what I didn't. I'm sorry, Ace. I'm gonna do better, I promise. And not because I want you to forgive me, even though I do, but because I just need to. I really, really miss you.
More than issue 17 of Gardenia Plex that Miss T's dog ate?
Yeah. A lot more than that.
Perry, you're alone right now.
I know.
And you might be alone for a while.
Yeah.
But look at you. Look at how you're feeling. You have the tools to get through this. You know you do.
Even though it really, really sucks?
Yeah. Even though it really, really sucks. You'll see Ruth again, and as for Benny, what he did was... foolish is a mild word for it. But he's gonna be back just as sure as you'll find me one day, and you will find me. You moved mountains to do it, and the universe doesn't just overlook something like that. You're going to keep going, and see what tomorrow might bring. I have a feeling the lighthouse will make sure it's extraordinary.
It has a way of doing that, huh? Ace?
Yeah?
I hope you are somewhere extraordinary.
Me too. You're finding your way, Perry. And I can't wait to see you again. The Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Daniel Shamaya and Eli Barraza. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Daniel Shamaya as Ruth, Lily Richards as a tattered woman, Thea Rogers as Johanna, and Noah Gildermaster as Ace. Editing by Eli Barraza and Daniel Shamaya. Sound design by Misha Stanton. Music by Masato Abe. Thank you for wandering with us for another season. We'll be back with our third and final season in January 2020. You can find more information and transcripts at thefarmmeridian.com, or you can find us on social media at thefarmmeridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, even in the off-season, at patreon.com/thefarmmeridian. The fog's rolling in. We'll be back next year. Until then, may you always find your way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.